Trevor Zamparelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Now, you might know him from his big band Luke Thomas and the Swing Cats, but last night he was on telly getting battered around an island after being chucked out of a helicopter. Yeah, Luke Ellie is on the line. He is the latest eliminee from Ultimate Hell Week, The Professionals. How's it going, sir? How are you?
I am battered. I'm battered like a battered burger, I am. And I still haven't recovered. I'm battered, I am. Oh, holy God.
Love it. Now, you can't be in studio because you're doing something with somebody called Tracy Clifford. What's that?
I'm doing something with Tracy Clifford about the Ultimate Irish playlist. You might have seen this going around there. They were voting for the ultimate songs, and I'm paying tribute to one of the biggest artists Definitely. That ever came out of this country. So it's going to be great, you know. It's going to be really good. So really apologise for not being in studio.
Yeah,
I love the show.
Whatever, Luke. You swapped us.
Blame Tracy.
I will blame Tracy. Oh, I will. Listen, I watched the show. I'm a big fan of the show. First of all, well done for saying yes to going on it in the first place, because it's not an easy thing. Yeah. I want to play a clip, right? Here's a clip of you after trying to carry ammunition boxes over your head. Have a listen to this.
I was just absolutely exhausted. Like, people don't realise that this is not a joke. You go into the gym, you lift weights, that's nothing. Do you know, you might stop, look in the mirror. This is non-stop, and there's someone shouting at you, and it's raining, and you're just after jumping into the water. This is different. This is a different gravy.
Ah, wasn't that bad?
I was being very dramatic. You see, they do those interviews when you're so emotional after coming out of Hell Week, you know. And I got the call a couple of days before filming. Someone got injured, so I stepped up to the plate. So I was shell shocked from the first bloody minute. I don't know if you've seen, like, if anyone's seen me face in the first episode, I was just staring at the wall for the whole thing. Like, I was just zoned out. Like, there's some of the memes going around in the WhatsApp groups that the likes of Ty Fleming can put together. And holy God, he crucified me.
But like, you're a fit guy. How was the body? I mean, first of all, I love your honesty. You're completely honest. You don't dress it up at all. But how was the body after it? I mean, ever experienced something like that in your life?
Not that intense. Yeah, as I said, look, you know, everyone these days, you know, goes to the gym and does a few weights and all that, but it's the intensity. It's the mental intensity as well. Like, you're told to go, you're going to bed with 10 minutes to go, and you're like, we get a chance to go to the toilet here of 4 minutes, and that tires you out thinking about, do we have enough time to go to the toilet? You know, it's crazy. I can't explain it. And the guys obviously are full. Well, people don't understand, it's fully immersive. You know this yourself, Jen. Yeah. It's fully immersive. You don't get your phones back at the end of the night. You know, you don't get the hot chocolate, you know, when the cameras go off. The cameras don't go off. You know, when you're seen at the end of the first episode into the second episode, it literally was an hour and a half, 2 hours sleep. And then one of the guys is saying, you know, I think we're here like 3 weeks or something like that. And it's only been 24 hours. Holy God.
On these celeb versions, though, there's always a few who really fancy pushing their limits, and they trained for months. How ready were you going into the show?
Jen, I was rang up on the Friday, and I was in West Cork on the Sunday. That's how ready I was. So absolutely not ready at all, you know. But I'm glad I did it. You know, I jumped out of a helicopter, faced the fear. I've never felt that fear in my life, you know, jumping out of a helicopter and then into the water. And I'm a brutal swimmer. So I said to Owen Cadigan, I said, you know, big, strong GAA player. I said, listen, you're going to have to make sure I get onto the shore. I can kick, no problem, but I've no direction. And he's looking at me like, what's this plank beside me, you know? But it was gas, you know, it was gas. And everyone had their own reasons for being there. And, you know, you're in with ex-Olympians, you're in with ex, you know, boxers and monster rugby players and MMA fighters. And Jesus, some of the girls are the toughest girls you'll ever meet. And it's great. Like, Blonard, what a swimmer. What a character. You know, Aisling, you know, Kira, Fiona, all the girls. Absolutely brilliant. You know, what an inspirational show.
Yeah, and great for other girls to see girls do this type of a show. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because there's no messing.
Absolutely.
We have talked to loads of Ultimate Hell Week contestants over the years. But you, Luke Thomas, I have to say, you were the most sure ever that, like, you were done. I have a clip, right? Let's have a listen to this.
Seawater in my eyes. I don't need more seawater in my eyes. And put these glasses on with seawater in my eyes and run with a sandbag. You're having a laugh. Here, have this. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's a cup of tea.
Like, complete honesty. You're like, I am done. You may as well say, lads, get me coat, get me a car. I am out of here.
Jen, I was actually euphoric when it finished.
Buzzing. Absolutely buzzing.
I was buzzing. No, look, I'm not to make light of it. Jesus, no. But I knew my limitations going in. I was like, right, I haven't trained for this. I'm going to go as far as I can go. I'm not going, you know, if the body shuts down, it shuts down. I'm not going to chicken out of anything like jumping out of something or, you know, bungee jumping, and I won't chicken out that. But if the body's gone, it's gone. And they're very clever with the team events. You know, you get to the top of the hill, you're coming back down to the bottom of the hill, and then they say that's only halfway there, and that breaks you. Like, oh, holy Jesus! So up you go again. So I was just gone then at that stage. You know,
absolutely.
And it was great to highlight a charity as well, by the way. And that's another thing as well. So when I was asked to do it and I got to highlight a charity, that's always a bonus. So that's the Alone charity.
So you support, it was Alone. Tell me about Alone for a second.
Yeah, Alone, look, they help people, as we know. A lot of our kind of fans of the Swing Cats and stuff are more mature and slightly of a more mature vintage. Mm. And it's a charity that we've aligned with over the years, and we've done some great Zoom concerts and stuff like that. But it's just even something as simple as you know, being friends with an elderly neighbour.
A call, checking in on them, yeah.
Anything. It's as simple as that. And I know there's so many great charities. That's just one that has stuck out for us over the past couple of years. And, you know, if people are in a position to donate, I know there's so many charities, but if you're in a position, do check the RT website and you can make a donation there.
What a great charity. Fair play to you, Luke. Yeah. Now, who did you have the most crack with? Who have you kept in contact with? Everyone, you know, everyone, all some. Who was a pain in the hole? Tell us.
Well, all of them. I've kept it. Oh, no, I have. We have a WhatsApp group there, as I said. The likes of Tiggy, something else. He has these little meme makers and everything else like that. You know, you have someone like Johnny Ward, Mr. Intense. You know, he's always focused.
Totally.
You know, all the guys. And then I'm in awe. Some of the girls are just amazing. And then you've got ex-Olympians, you know. You look around. And then there's a few showbiz people like, you know, myself, Paul Ryder, a few of those guys. And, you know, when you're in their world, which is kind of like a sporting kind of endurance world, you're just in awe of other people and how they can perform like this. So it was just an eye opener.
Absolutely.
I can't talk about it enough.
It's a great show. I'm a huge fan.
Would you?
Come here. I was asked and I said, I don't have the bottle for it. I just couldn't. I couldn't see myself. I was like, I'm too afraid. And I like my comforts too much. You know, yeah. I like my comforts too much. Because I know there's no messing on the show. I know when you're watching. Because a lot of telly, there's so much fakeness around telly. You know, we watch shows like Love Island and The Apprentice and Big Brother. And we know there's so much setup. This is the only show, I would say, that maybe with Gogglebox, but there's a certain amount of editing in that as well. But like, this is the one show. What you see is, that is real. That is really happening. I remember watching an episode on last season and celebrities... had to, like, they were rolling down the sea, but they were getting so deep, they were getting sick, and they were told to pick up the sick and put it in their pocket because was people going to be walking the beach that morning. Like, that is a different level of cruelty to celebrity. Like, it is insane. It is insane. Come here, Luke. I don't know if you caught it in my intro, right, when I was introducing you. I called you Luke Kelly.
Yeah.
Did you hear it? Listen, have a listen to this.
Yeah,
Luke Kelly. Luke Kelly! Luke Kelly! Luke Thomas, I'm really sorry about that, but I'm a big fan of Luke Kelly as well.
Triangle, goes jingles. Yeah, no, that's a different. Yeah.
And I don't get away with anything on this show. A bit like Ultimate Hell Week. So I had Killian running down go, did you just call him Luke Kelly? So they always clip it and remind me.
Worse.
Well, listen. Well, I think you're a bit of a legend. I think you're phenomenal. Alone was a charity.
Thank you very much.
It's a phenomenal charity, and you can still donate. Are you delighted to be out? Are you delighted?
I am delighted to be out, and I'm putting on the suit and joining John Nolan for a big, big show, putting on the Ritz soon. So I'm back to where I belong. So, you know, like anyone, just very quickly, anyone that's into like Frank Sinatra, Gene Kelly, that stuff, like I've fallen in love with John and his work in terms of that you know, that three-piece suit look and that kind of old classic Hollywood. And me and him are joining forces, and we're going to do a show on the Helix next April.
Can people get tickets?
Tickets are on sale next week from thehelix.ie, and it's called Putting on the Ritz, and it's everything from Singing in the Rain, you know, all that kind of stuff, all the old school kind of stuff, Fly Me to the Moon and all that, and you know, bit of dancing, bit of singing, bit of everything.
I love that. I'm going to take me Matt, and if you don't sing Luke Kelly, I'll be very, very disappointed. Thanks so much, Luke Thomas. You're an absolute star. Enjoy your day today. Bye, love. And don't forget Ultimate Hell Week. You can still catch it. It's Ultimate Hell Week, the professionals. It continues next Wednesday. I have a lot going on, lads. You know, I'm going to be making mistakes. I'm just going to warn you now. RT1, 9:35. If you want to catch it on the player, do so. It is a phenomenal show. And Luke Thomas was very, very funny on it.
Jennifer Zaffarelli.
Weekday morning from 9
on 2FM.